Hey, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show the great O.J. Anderson, two-time Super Bowl champ and Super Bowl MVP as well. He's here on behalf of Novo Nordisk, and we'll talk more about that in a second. But, Otis, welcome back to the show, man. And it's hard for me to believe it's been 30 years since that Super Bowl. Does it seem like 30 years? Does it seem like yesterday? Where is it for you in your head?
Well, in my head, it seemed like yesterday, but I just can't believe you ate 200 chicken wings at your mama house. I can't believe that. It's incredible.
That's an exaggeration, I think, but that's how I roll.
Yeah, but it does feel like yesterday, man. You know, you're getting a lot of calls about it. It is the 30th anniversary, so it brings a lot of memories and a lot of relationship that was built with that team that surprised the world and beat Buffalo.
You know, when I think about your time at the U, and you were so good, and right about when you were getting out, they brought in Howard Schnellenberger, and he said, I'm not going to lose any more South Florida people to Notre Dame and Penn State. They got to stay down. He kind of cast a net over that whole area to keep the local talent in house, and that's how they got good, right?
Yeah, he came in and he actually asked me, did I have any more eligibility? And I said, no, I don't think so. He said, well, did you play as a freshman? I said, I played. I ended up, you know, starting like maybe the last six or seven games of the season. And he said, well, let me just look into that. I said, no, coach, I think I'm going to the pros. So yeah, he was trying to keep me around.
Now, when you got drafted and you went to the St. Louis Cardinals, and, you know, I'm in my 50s, so I still accidentally say St. Louis Cardinals now and then, but
okay.
You were with, you're with my guy, Neil Lomax. I was always a fan of his, and of course, he had that incredible career at Portland State with Miles Davis, but, you know, there were some rough years there, but there were some fun years. When you look back at that offense with Lomax and those other guys, what do you think about?
I think about the relationship that bringing Roy Green from defense to offense to stretch the field and get people from putting nine men in the box to stop me from running. So it kind of gave me some longevity in my life because Roy was able to go take the cover over the top, and I had to bring two people out of that box to cover him. And I contributed my staying around 14 years. Roy Green helped out a lot in that, and, you know, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of Roy, you were the Rookie of the Year in 79, and then the Comeback Player of the Year 10 years later. What's that say about your longevity? Because we know the pounding that you take every time you carry the ball, and they say, oh, there's not much tread on the tires. And what's that like that you could play in three different decades like you did?
That's exactly right. I played in three different decades, and, just taking care of your body. I had two strikes in my career where play was stopped in 82, and I had a chance to rejuvenate myself in 85. I hurt my knee and missed nine games, and then I got traded to the Giants in 86, and Joe Mars had a great year, and I just kind of played back up to him. In 87 was another strike season, and 88 I played short yardage and goal line, and then 89 I started. So I had some years to kind of rejuvenate myself because I wasn't getting the wear and tear and the pounding. That's why I would put my stats up against any player in the Hall of Fame and those who are going in the Hall of Fame that I'm right there. You know, don't know why I'm in there, but I know I'm right there.
No, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I was thinking before you went to the Giants, started getting those rings, I guess it was like Stump Mitchell. He was going to be the tailback in St. Louis. So when you went to the Giants, it's not like when you went there, they're like, he's our bell cow. You were kind of like the short yardage guy, and that's kind of like why you ended up like the comeback guy, because you rejuvenated yourself into the number one guy again, and that just kind of shows the resiliency there.
Well, I was trying to just make the team because after the 87 season, off-season training program, I was not invited back to that program. I came on my own, and I just stayed around the program and just worked hard. And it was a fight between me and Tony Galbraith to make the team. And I think George Allen got hurt, and that kept me and Tony around. But ultimately, I just worked. I just worked, and then they needed somebody to get short yardage, and Ron Earhart, the late Ron Earhart, said to Parcells, listen, we got Anderson. He's 6'2", he's 230 pounds. He can fall 1 yard, Parcells said. So you know what? If he can fall 1 yard, we need to get him in the game. So they started giving me short yardage, and then next they started giving me goal line. And because of that, I was able to get a chance to compete for the starting job the following year, which was 89, and Joe Morris got hurt. And it was me, Rodney, it was me, Lewis Tillman, Dave Meggett, Lee Brisson, and Maurice Cawthon. And I was able to fight off those guys and get the starting job.
Yeah, Dave Meggett, he ain't going to get a yard by falling down. He'll get some yards on a swing pass. But, yeah, that would, to me, seems like the way to go. And what was it like playing for a guy like Parcells? Because he seems like he could motivate you, but he would also kind of try to intimidate you. But what was that like, the guy that had that much respect?
Well, he did exactly what you said. He motivated you, and he didn't intimidate, he threatened you. I mean, when you got a coach who tells you constantly, listen, there's guys on the street right now that I got a direct line to that's just waiting. Just waiting to come and get your job. So you need to either write the ship, or you're going to be shipped out of here. So what do you want to do? And he's just constantly telling me all the time, you 12 years in the league. I can understand Meggett fumbling, and I can understand Lewis Timber, but you a 12-year vet. You fumble the football, you going home. There's just no need for you to be around. So I had always had added pressure on me to try to do the right thing. And I think that 1 year I had 300-plus carries and only had two fumbles, I believe. Made three, two I lost, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. O.J. Anderson is with us. Let's talk a little bit about Novo Nordisk and how it helps mm-hmm. with people with diabetes.
Well, me being a type 2 diabetic, I've been with them for 2 years, and I've been able to go around and tell my story, which is how I live day-to-day with type 2 diabetes and the pros and the cons of what you should do, which I always try to encourage people to exercise, eat right, and have a relationship with your doctors, because those are the true elements that have been proven to help deal with diabetes on a day-to-day basis. And now that COVID-19 has come into play, that is one of our biggest threats, is COVID-19 for anybody who have underlying condition, especially with diabetes. So we have to be extremely careful. That's why it's important that we constantly wash our hands, keep our hands away from our face, and stay 6 feet away. Those are the rules that is constantly out there. And be careful of the COVID-19, 20, 30 pounds that you gain from being isolated so long in the house. And through that whole process, obesity is a big deal and one of the issues that you have with diabetes. So we partnered up with the NFL Alumni Association with a program called Huddle Up, Let's Talk Obesity. And you can go to huddleupobesity.com and get more information about the relationship we have and the NFL alumni, how they pushing toward obesity. Because, those are very important causes to stand behind. Because as you get old as a ball player, you do end up gaining a lot of weight. Unconsciously, you do, because you lose that edge you had when you was a true great athlete, when you always trained and you always ate well and you always burnt calories, and now you get older, you don't get a chance to do much of that. So you kind of fall back into a bad habit, and the NFL alumni is trying to rejuvenate us what they call couch dwellers and couch potatoes to start getting up and try to do exercise, even though we know we have the COVID-19. But that's things you can do around the house to help stay healthy and exercise in your house. There's a lot of things you can do to keep fit, so I'm just trying to help share the message to all my diabetes family members, all over the country, because we're all in it together of staying healthy.
No doubt about it. Well said. Before I let you go, I'd want to get your thoughts on this year's Super Bowl. I mean, it's very easy just to say you got to go with Mahomes, but, I picked the Saints to lose, the Bucks to lose the last 2 weeks. I picked New Orleans to beat them. I picked Green Bay to beat them. So am I going to go 0-3 again? I mean, is Tom Brady going to come through again? How do you see this Super Bowl?
Well, based on what you just said, I'm going to pick opposite with who you going to call. But you just laid an evil one out there for me. Most of the time I've been telling everybody that I talk to, it's kind of hard to, you know, when you go against the GOAT, you somehow come out wrong. He had finally put a team together that is built just like New England in every position. And you can go down the list and you can see how compatible they are. When you look at wide receiver, you had Randy Moss, you got Evans. You had Corey Dillon, you have Leonard Fournette. You have wide receiver who played Amendola. That little kid, number 10, can't think of his name right quick. He's in that position. And then tight end, you got Grunt, you know. So, and then you got Godwin, who's another slot receiver that they have. So, he brought New England to Tampa. And that's why they call it Tampa Tom. He brought New England whole system to Tampa. You look at the last 6 weeks of what's been going on with Tampa, it looks like New England all over with. So, is it New England in the system, or is it Belichick? So, there you are. So, and then you got to look at Kansas City. Mahomes, if you take everybody away from Mahomes, just check down the cheetah, check down the running back, check down the other receivers, shut down Kelsey. And then you got Mahomes. He's the X factor. After everything said and done, he makes a difference. So it is hard to go against Mahomes and what he has done. Even though they beat them the first time around, everybody's going to be different. The Buccaneers are not the same team they played in the first time, and Kansas City not the same team they were facing the first time. So who you pick is best to go opposite. And my advice to anybody who want to bet, and you can't lose with this philosophy, bet on the team with the most points.
No doubt. Hey, before I let you go, when you won the Super Bowl MVP, did you look into the camera and say, I'm going to Disneyland?
I was the only player in NFL Super Bowl history that was given an opportunity to say something different. And by we having the Gulf War going on, I had the option of saying, I dedicate this win to our troops. And I took advantage of that opportunity, and I was able to say it. And I'm the only player in Super Bowl history that never said I was going to Disney, even though I ended up going there, but I never said it.
No, that's outstanding, especially as we are on the American Forces Radio Network. We've been speaking to the great first-team All-Pro and champion O.J. Anderson. On behalf of Novo Nordisk, as he said, go to huddleupobesity.com. OJ, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate it. Let's catch up soon.
I appreciate it, man. And thank you for plugging Novo Nordisk and also the NFL alumni for their joint working together, making this awareness important to the whole country.
Great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.